Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The 72 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The disciples were so excited. Jesus had called them to do something special in his kingdom. They were even able to cast out demons. That is pretty exciting indeed. Jesus affirmed their work, saying that they had the authority to walk on snakes and scorpions, a pat on the back from the Word of Life himself. He even said that he saw Satan fall from heaven. Those apostles, the sent out ones, were on cloud nine because they had a special calling from God and special authority. There may be well days at the International Center or in your other callings when you also might be flying high because you have a special purpose and an important status. You have an important part in the life of Christ's church, and he has a special purpose for you. Now, you wouldn't quite put it like that because that would be prideful, and that's a sin. But that's exactly what the devil tempts you to think, that Jesus can't win this fight of spiritual warfare without you. You tell yourself that you are an essential part of the army of God, and that God needs you in his army. But is that what the scriptures say? The army of God is described in the Revelation to John. Michael and the angels go to war against the devil and his angels, and the devil and his angels are expelled from heaven, falling to earth. And the devil brings his war from heaven to earth, establishing a new home front here. And instead of exclusively battling Michael and the other angels, the devil brings that spiritual war to you, against you. And if you're counting on your own piety, your own authority, your own position, your prestige, your status, your heightened emotions to protect you from the evil one, from his spirits and angels and the demons themselves, you are in trouble indeed. Jesus tells his disciples that they should not rejoice in their authority over demons. Jesus has something better in store for them. After all, their names are written in the book of life. In this heavenly battle, having authority over demons is not the end of the battle, and it is not the completion of God's plan. If it was, we'd hold the angels in even higher esteem. In addition to being God's messengers and attendants in heaven, they are the ones who battle against the devil. But it isn't the work of the angels that completes that victory. The archangel isn't a replacement for the one who has written your name in heaven. But that one, the king of all creation, the one that the angels worshipped at his birth and in his revelation to John, had his name written not in heaven, but on a placard on a cross. Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. His name was written there over his head on the cross so that your name is written in heaven. No longer are you called a sinner, but you are called a saint in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Indeed, saints of God, rejoice. Your name is written in heaven because Jesus' name is written on you. It's written on your forehead and on your heart, as you are redeemed by Christ the crucified in holy baptism. It's written before your face as the body and the blood of Jesus Christ are given to you. It's written in your ears when God's called and ordained servants pronounce that you are forgiven for the sake of Christ. On this day, when Christ's church considers spiritual warfare, we don't worship the angels, and we don't worship ourselves. Your salvation isn't the work of the angels, and it certainly isn't accomplished by your own authority. You, dear Christians, are redeemed and forgiven by Christ, the crucified, who fought for you on the cross and who wrote your name in heaven by writing his name on you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Friends in Christ, I urge you all to lift up your hearts to God and to pray with me as Christ our Lord has taught us and freely promised to hear us.
God our Father in heaven, look with mercy on us, your needy children on earth, and grant us grace that your holy name be hallowed by us and all the world through the pure and true teaching of your word and the fervent love shown forth in our lives. Graciously turn from us all false doctrine and evil living, whereby your precious name is blasphemed and profaned. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
May your kingdom come to us and expand. Bring all transgressors and those who are blinded and bound in the devil's kingdom to know Jesus Christ, your Son, by faith, that the number of Christians may be increased. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Strengthen us by your Spirit, according to your will, both in life and in death, in the midst of both good and evil things, that our own wills may be crucified daily and sacrificed to your good and gracious will. Into your hands we commend all those who are in need, praying for them at all times, thy will be done. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant us our daily bread. Preserve us from greed and selfish cares, and help us to trust in you to provide for all our needs. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Forgive us our sins, as we also forgive those who sin against us, so that our hearts may be at peace and may rejoice in a good conscience before you, and that no sin may ever frighten or alarm us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lead us not into temptation, O Lord, but help us by your Spirit to subdue our flesh, to turn from the world and its ways, and to overcome the devil with all his wiles. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And lastly, O Heavenly Father, deliver us from all evil of both body and soul, now and forever. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We trust, O Lord, in your great mercy to hear and answer us through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Grant us your Spirit, gracious Father, that we may give heed to the testament of your Son in true faith, and above all, firmly take to heart the words with which Christ gives to us his body and blood for our forgiveness. By your grace, lead us to remember and give thanks for the boundless love which he manifested to us when, by pouring out his precious blood, he saved us from your righteous wrath and from sin, death, and hell. Grant that we may receive the bread and wine, that is, his body and blood, as a gift, guarantee, and pledge of his salvation. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, at his command and with his own words, we receive his testament. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Beside the throne, two, six weeks and a Peace of the Lord be with you
always.